Is there any other discussion?
Call for the question.
All right.
No.
I have some discussion.
Oh, excuse me, go ahead, Dan.
You know, I've given a lot of thought to the, to what we're talking about tonight, and I have heard some comments that it's a kind of on a fast track, is what we call it, I guess, a fast track, but in actuality, it hasn't been on a fast track. In my opinion, it was presented to us in December. It was broken down into the Operation Committee and the Finance Committee for review and analysis. I know I met on this in January, February, March, even in April. Finance Committee came with a recommendation after three or four in-depth meetings and analysis, taking into account information that we received from a variety of sources. And I know I'm on the Operations Committee also, so I know I met in the Operations Committee about this. And so between the two of them, I think I've probably met over 10 times on this one issue. And so as far as somebody saying that, you know, it hasn't been kicked around enough, it probably has been kicked around enough for the size of the significance of the economic deal of the contract in our total operations. Also, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I haven't been on the board for a year, and I came on the board because I wanted to increase the accountability to the memberships. I wanted to make sure the membership had disclosure and what the heck was happening in its financial affairs, and to do and to help the board analyze its financial analysis and understanding. And I do have a wealth of information and knowledge and experience in those areas, and I think that's why I was supported by the Chugach Consumers Group, which I was very happy at. But I think I came on the board for that purpose. I didn't come on the board to, and I didn't know when I was coming on the board that I would have to do this until next year, at which time I would have a hell of a lot more experience dealing with the affairs, both financially and the economic affairs of the cooperative. But I'm here, and I'm not going to exert my responsibility to make a decision. As far as being a CPA, I think that my brief review of this situation, and a little story for the board. Everybody knows I'm a certified public accountant. I say it's dealing with this particular situation is like dealing with death and taxes. I haven't found anybody that says we're probably not going to have an organized employee body. And so if you deal with death and taxes, and you deal with the Internal Revenue Code, of which I do, you start looking at the code to see how best you can benefit, in my case, my clients. And I have seen many clients walk into my office. Other CPA firms have done their tax returns or done their work. And you look at them and you say, you have not taken into account everything that you can take into an account with the existing legal Internal Revenue Code in this case. And I think in some respects, I know I'm getting on my bandwagon here a little bit, I think that's with this contract. We haven't taken a look at this contract to see how we can best turn it for the use of the cooperative. A couple of immediate areas that came up is the problem with the area of getting qualified labor with AJET, the Alaska Joint Electrical Training Program. We pay a lot of money there, but we don't seem to have a big influence. We don't seem to help ourselves minimize the fact that we can't find employees, and then minimize the fact that we have all this overtime. NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association, we pay a lot of money to that, but yet we haven't used that vehicle either to minimize the cost of this existing contract, which we have. I think there's a lot of things that can be done with the existing contract. I think there's also, obviously, some savings. In fact, when I first heard of the contract coming across, holding cost of living, I was surprised. I would not have recommended that as a CPA for one of my clients. I think that's, if you think the cost of living in Anchorage is going to go down, I think you're wrong. Now, that's just my opinion. And so that alone is going to deduct and decrease the availability of money But I don't represent those people. I represent the membership, and in this case, I sit on the board. I think the contract was, for extension, was given to us in good faith, and I think it does have financial benefits. And tell you the truth, I think the board can spend its time working on other things that will affect the cooperative in greater financial aspects than trying to beat this contract down to some amount that will not have a big financial result to your daily bills. I do know that the other thing that everybody keeps talking about is the free and competitive bidding. You know, I don't know. That sounds like a policy situation. I don't know how this app fits in here, but I have put that aside. That came in, went out before I got here, and I needed to have a lot more information on that. But just on the information I have, I'm going to support the extension for the contract.
Question.
Any other discussion?
No.